Armodoxy for today, the Advent series. By this time in the Advent journey, it is quite clear that what Jesus taught was not rabbinic law, nor did it resemble the Old Testament as it was taught in his time. If the difference between what you have heard and this is what I tell you is not clear yet, fear not. The remainder of the Sermon on the Mount will round off the essential teachings of Jesus in a manner that is logical and as a matter of fact. Today's passage makes this very clear and is a natural follow-up to what we have learned. Jesus says, "Do not lay for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." No longer are his words argumentative. Rather, Jesus lays out a truth in an axiomatic manner. If your treasure is here on earth, then so is your heart. If your treasure is secured in heaven, then your heart is there as well. He forces you to think of what is important in your life. What are the treasures that you have accumulated and do accumulate? Material wealth, we all understand. But what are the treasures of heaven? Well, how about trying compassion and empathy for the pain and suffering of others? Meekness, humility, purity of heart, seeking peace and justice. And if you need any more, remember the outline from the beginning of our journey. They are called the Beatitudes. The benefits of the treasures in heaven are self-evident. It follows that your works reflect your heart's grounding. St. Nersa Schnorrally offers this prayer today from the 16th hour of his Confession of Faith. My God, who opens your hand and fills all things living with your bounty, to you I commit my soul. Do care for me and provide for the needs of my body and soul forever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.